Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Former Massachusetts U.S. Senate candidate Gabriel Gomez is considering his next steps after losing to Senator Ed Markey. At his home in Cohasset yesterday, Gomez sat down with WBUR political reporter Fred Tice to talk about his future.
The racing bike Gabriel Gomez used in the Cohasset Triathlon several weeks ago still stands just inside the front door of his home on the town common. It feels like midsummer here. Gomez is home alone with his younger son, 8-year-old Max. His wife has taken one of the children to camp in Maine. Their other two kids are out with friends.
You know, it's a busy time of the year because the kids are all out of school. So there's a lot of activities going on. There's been a lot of baseball this summer. Baseball games literally almost every day of the week.
Gomez sits at the kitchen island in shorts and a Teamsters t-shirt, wearing a Boston Strong bracelet. He looks relaxed, but he's trying to make a big decision, whether to stay in public life or return to the private sector. He says if he does go back, he wants to do something different from private equity, which he did before. He's been talking to for-profit and non-profit companies about helping them with strategies, but he says he won't take a private sector job only to start running for public office soon after.
And my passion is to serve, so I'm probably leaning more towards the public sector than the private sector.
Gomez says he's looking at running for governor or lieutenant governor.
I wouldn't rule out either one of them by any means at all.
Has Charlie Baker asked you if you'd be interested in running with him?
You know, I've had meetings with Charlie Baker, but, you know, my understanding is I think he's going to run for governor, which is great. I think he'd be a great governor. So,
has he asked you to run with him on his ticket as lieutenant governor?
He has not asked me to be his candidate or to be, you know, be his partner on that.
Gomez is also thinking about the treasurer's job.
My background fits very well with the state treasurer position as well. I mean, you're dealing with the pension funds, dealing with the lottery, dealing with the school system. I think a person with a business background is best suited for a treasurer role among all the other people that can be considering the treasurer role.
But it's clear from the issues Gomez wants to talk about, immigration reform, background checks on gun purchases, Trayvon Martin, and student loans, that Gomez is most interested in national issues. Asked if he'd consider running for U.S. Congress against Stephen Lynch next year, he says yes, but he has not thought too much about that. He is thinking about another bid against Markey, and as Gomez looks back on their last race, he sees how he would run the next one better.
Some of the things I think we would have done differently, or that I would have done differently, you know, I would have taken back the Ponscum comment. And it just wasn't, it wasn't me. It was one of those times in the campaign where, you know, I let my emotions get the better of me. You know, that morning I had been with Max, and he had seen something on the web where, you know, there's an ad with me next to Bin Laden.
Gomez says he also should have made it clear that he opposed the Blunt Amendment, which would have allowed employers to opt out of providing birth control coverage on moral grounds, and the Stupak Amendment, which would have forbidden federal funds to cover abortions.
My position got muddled, you know, significantly during the campaign, and I should have just answered the questions that came out, you know, regarding the amendments, whether it was the Blunt Amendment or the Stupak Amendment, and said that I would not have voted for either one of those amendments. And I think I just got, you know, got a little too concerned about what they were going to do in case, depending on what I was going to say regarding those. And I should have just been upfront. One thing I learned from the campaign is that you just got to be yourself. You just got to tell people exactly what you feel.
Gomez says he also should have been clearer about his opposition to cutting Social Security or Medicare for anyone close to retirement. He laments allowing Democrats to define his positions with a massive ad campaign before he could define himself. In his last race, Gomez was not able to raise money quickly enough to match Markey. The next campaign, he says, would allow him to do that.
I see it to be a longer campaign, and we would be able to address, you know, the issues that we just talked about, to be more clear on those issues, and to also be able to meet more people.
As Gomez weighs his options, he's meeting with a lot of people, from fellow Republican candidates to union leaders. He says he'll make his decision sooner rather than later, but he doesn't want to rush. He says he wants to make sure that whatever he does next, it's where his passion lies. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.